Steelers are headed home from spring training opening day tomorrow.
Put away the snowplow and come on out.
It opens the season at home against the White Sox. Our pregame show for the broadcast here on WTMJ is already underway.
Marty! Try it, Marty.
Brewers Chief Operating Officer Marty Rodsky on the line with us this morning. Morning, Marty.
Good morning, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, so I want to ask you this first. The game is sold out for tomorrow afternoon. Do you, however, anticipate, as sometimes happens, these last-minute tickets that come available, an allotment that wasn't used or anything like that, that we might see pop up on the market here in the next 24 hours?
Yes. In fact, the answer is definitely yes to that. We've got, I think everybody, all of our fans know this at this point, you know, as those certain holds for whether it was for Major League Baseball or the opposing team or whatever, as those free up, we immediately release them to our fans. So if you are late to the game here, haven't yet, literally and figuratively, and haven't yet gotten your opening day ticket, jump online, guys, brewers.com/tickets. Do it just a couple, like twice a day, right? When you're sitting at your desk or you're on your phone, there's going to be some tickets that are released today, I know for sure.
Well, and not for nothing, but tickets for Saturday and Sunday, and the homestand continues into next week. So if you want to go out and see the Brewers any day besides tomorrow, you're in good shape.
Yeah, and you know, we've got plenty of fans who are like, look, love, got to get out there for opening weekend or opening week. But opening day might not be your cup of tea. We've got tickets available for, right? I mean, fair enough, right? So We play Thursday, we open tomorrow, we've got Friday off to catch our breath. And then we're home again Saturday and Sunday and next week. So we've got, you know, two more games against the White Sox, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's got a great giveaway. And then on Sunday, we've got a great giveaway, too. And it's Kids Cheer Free on Sunday. So folks ought to be looking for all those fun promotions for the weekend as well. Come celebrate with us.
Marty, when do you expect the TV stuff to get finalized tomorrow?
Yeah, 100%. So I'm getting this question so much, and for good reason, but I think people are going to be really surprised at how normal seeming things are despite all the talk. So we should have, I mean, within the next several hours here, we're going to be able to tell folks, look, if you could watch us on TV last year, it's very likely you're going to be able to watch us on TV this year. The league is finishing up, you know, sort of exactly what channels we're going to be on. And we're going to get those blasted out as soon as we have them. But just please know, if you're not going to be at the ballpark, you're still going to be able to watch us. Additionally, if you just want to lock it in and make absolutely sure that you can watch us, you know, we're not on FanDuel this year. We're on Brewers TV, which makes it real easy to search for. But we're on Brewers TV. And if you go online, guys, at brewers.com/watch, literally, where do I watch the game? Brewers.com/watch. Take a look. We're going to not only have all the stations there, but we're also going to have the links so that if you want to just stream our games and know for sure that you've got access, $19.99 a month, $99.99 for the entire season. Streaming is the way so many folks are watching now. So grab that, no blackouts, and jump on and watch us that way. But for the folks who say, I don't, you know, no thank you for this whole streaming thing, and you really don't want to try it with us, don't worry, you're still going to be able to catch us on TV.
Marty Rodsky is with us from the Milwaukee Brewers opening day tomorrow against the White Sox. Marty, what are you telling people about the construction situation on I-94? People are asking Eric and me and everyone here, and what is the best source for game day information? I'm headed to the yard in a few hours. I want to see what the traffic sitch is.
Yeah, and this is going to be, we have worked so hard this offseason, and I have to tip my hat to the Wisconsin DOT, who has been an incredible partner with us throughout the offseason and getting this all figured out. Yes, traffic in Wisconsin is a thing. You know, unfortunately, it's going to impact us a little bit this season, you know, but we're doing everything we can. Brewers.com/traffic. We're really getting catchy here.
Okay, yeah. Really.
No, you know,
marketing team is crushing it.
Brewers.com/tickets/traffic/watch. Those are your keys this season. But we've also got QR codes everywhere. We're going to put them up during the game. We've got them on the plaza areas. But if you jump on there, you guys, you're going to be able to, it's a really slick system. Say, hey, I'm going to American Family Field. I'm coming from the east, or I'm coming from the north. And I'm going to the Yount lot. You just tap those two things, and it will tell you what your drive time is, what the best route is for you, and the same thing leaving the park. So, folks, you know, it's really very slick this season. And my hope is that people are really going to get used to using that, and it's going to, you know, always sort of give you the best route. I will also tell you this. We are working, you know, opening day and a couple other times throughout the season. You know, we're going to have some things for folks to do after the game. You know, early opening day, we're going to feature and sort of debut a short segment of a Uke documentary that is ultimately going to air in full during the season, or debut, I should say. So there's some things to do if you want to let some of those lots, you know, work their way out, or you want to sit in the ballpark and scan your QR code and figure out the direction you're going to get home. But we do have those resources. Additionally, we've got extra, we've partnered with the Sheriff's Department in addition to our wonderful MPD that's always been our partner. And the Brewers are supporting some additional tow truck services just to make sure we don't have that car that dies on the on-ramp. And really
Yeah,
back.
No kidding.
So, you know, look, patience is a virtue. There is going to be some of that, but I assure you, whatever we're doing in the ballpark is going to be well worth the travel.
Well, Marty, Happy New Year. It's one of our absolute favorite days of the year tomorrow here in Milwaukee. Love that. The home opener and the opening day now both on the same day.
That's right. It's something people keep asking me, guys, is this way earlier? The difference is we're opening at home, you
guys.
And you know what? I got to tell you, Brewers fans need this, right? We need baseball. People go, oh, it doesn't feel it. You know, let's create it. We have a roof for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, grab your kids, grab your family. Sunday is going to be an incredible family day. Come on out and share with us. Go Brewers.
We need this. I've been ready for this since January. Thank you, Marty.
Let's go. We need this.
We'll see you at the ballpark. Marty Ronsky, Chief Operating Officer for your Milwaukee
Thanks, guys.
Brewers.
Appreciate it.
Marty. Try it, Marty.